for me, it's rare that we do plays set in the environment that it happened.
This is Antonio Duke. He portrays Will Brown in the play Red Summer.
Will Brown walked these streets. It's not distant, it's immediate.
Red Summer is only one of the ways Omaha is reflecting on the events of the actual Red Summer and its consequences today. On September 28, 2019, people gathered in remembrance despite the autumn chill outside the Douglas County Courthouse, near the spot where the angry white mob killed Will Brown exactly 100 years ago.
Though slavery was over, white supremacy remained.
This is Dr. Cynthia Robinson. She chairs the Black Studies Department at the University of Nebraska, Omaha.
And so, for almost 100 years after slavery ended, it was legal for whites to publicly terrorize, torture, and murder Black people. Killing Black people was fun. It was sadistic. It was legal. It was terrorism.
The symbolism and weight of the day is visible on many of the faces in the crowd, just as Omaha City Council member Ben Gray takes his turn to speak.
It is necessary for us to reflect on what happened to Will Brown 100 years ago. When we have mobs of individuals and sounds of white power in 2019, 100 years later, we have to do something about that. When we have Black and brown men and women and they're told to go back where you came from, we still have work to do.
Speaking next, Omaha Police Chief Todd Schmatter is introspective as he addresses the crowd.
It is important to understand the history of law enforcement and the progress of law enforcement as it relates to society's advances.
But at the end, has law enforcement and society progressed enough? The answer to that is no. For example, disproportionate minority contact. If violent crime is increasing, oftentimes that reflects a relationship that has gone bad in a community between the police and that community.
Schmatter says there's still work to be done and acknowledgments to be made. The city of Omaha is publicly acknowledging Brown's death with what is called a soil ceremony, something many other American cities are doing this year to mark the 1919 riots and violence. The ceremony entails the collection of soil from the ground where African Americans lost their lives. Here, Omaha government officials and prominent leaders in the racial reconciliation movement each take a shovel full of earth and carefully pour it into the glass jars, each one bearing the name Will Brown. Again, Councilman Ben Gray.
If we don't stand up, if we don't have starch in our backs, if we don't say no more of this foolishness, we should also say never again.
According to the Equal Justice Initiative, who's organizing the soil ceremonies across the U.S., the glass jars filled with soil, a substance literally alive with microbes and organisms, are reminders to never forget and to continue the conversation with generations to come.
Anniversary of when Will Brown was lynched in the courthouse that we're standing in front of.
100 years ago and a block away from the site of Brown's murder, the youngest of those generations is handing out booklets about the lynching with his mother, who works at Creighton University. Atticus only stands about 4.5 feet, but his views extend much, much farther.
I don't understand like why people got this idea that just because someone is from a different area or has a different skin color that it automatically means that they're a bad person.
Father and daughter duo, Donald Harris and Anjal Chavon, step up to close the ceremony with amazing grace. Back at Blue Barn Theater, actor Antonio Duke expresses a sentiment that could easily have come from the mouth of Will Brown.
It's a warning, you know, it's like, don't repeat it. Like, just like, it's not distant.
You can hear this story again at KIOS.org or at noiseomaha.com. For KIOS's Emily Chin Newton, I'm Ashley Salem with Noise. North Omaha Information supports everyone.